This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. King Soopers has successfully asked a court to intervene in the strike by grocery store workers. A judge in Denver ordered strikers not to block store entrances and said picket lines can include no more than 10 people. The company has accused picketers of blocking access and causing property damage. The union, it calls those allegations unfounded and says the company acted unprofessionally and disrespectfully during talks over the weekend. A judge will decide whether Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters can oversee this fall's election. Peters is under investigation for a breach of election security. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold wanted Peters to accept significant state supervision in order for her to manage the upcoming election. CPR's Benta Berkland picks up the story.
Peters declared that there was no way she would sign this order or agree to any of these terms. And Griswold said failure to comply is grounds for legal action, and she's going to be taking that action. So it will end up in Mesa County District Court.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Peters was already barred from managing last year's election, but that order is expiring. The state has finalized a set of guidelines to improve climate equity in Colorado. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The document outlines the ways the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment can use the state's climate policies and programs to advance equity and environmental justice. Climate change disproportionately affects certain communities, like low-income households or areas where more people of color live. Some recommendations include promoting access to clean energy within disproportionately impacted communities and intentionally reducing harm to those who have suffered the worst effects of historic energy production. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
It's cloudy and cold along the Front Range with ice and snow around Metro Denver and Colorado Springs. Highs today only close to 30. It should be sunny and not as cold tomorrow. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.